This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. A day of attacks and counterattacks in the Middle East set the stage for a drastic statement from the Israeli cabinet tonight. It declared Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat no longer relevant to Israel and said Israel will no longer have any connection with him. NPR's Peter Kenyon joins us now from Jerusalem. Peter, what does this mean, that Israel cuts off contact with Arafat?
Well, the Justice Minister came out after this Security Cabinet meeting, and he declared that we've been talking with the Palestinians at all levels for 2 years now. Now it is time for Israel to defend itself. You may recall 10 days ago the government declared the Palestinian Authority an entity that supports terrorism and declared a couple of other Palestinian factions as actual terrorist organizations. This takes that distancing a step further. It suggests that Israel is, for the time being, at least rejecting negotiations, even at the security level. Those are the only talks we've been having in recent days and weeks, talks aimed strictly at getting a ceasefire. Now it seems that Israel has given up even on those and is opting for unilateral military action to protect its citizens.
What does the statement mean by that? What is the military action in the West Bank and Gaza Strip that the statement talks about?
Well, what we've seen so far, the early reports talk of tank movements in Ramallah, which is in the West Bank north of Jerusalem. There's reports of a tank shell being fired at a Palestinian checkpoint. This is the city where Arafat has been virtually confined in recent days. There are also reports of an Israeli incursion in the southern Gaza Strip, not far from the border with Egypt. The cabinet statement also said that the military has now been authorized to come up with new strategies for dealing with terrorists, so we may see some other tactics in the future.
What prompted this?
A long day of violence and response. As you mentioned earlier, there was an attack most recently on a bus in the northern West Bank near a settlement called Emmanuel. An explosion stopped the bus on the road, and then Palestinian gunmen opened fire and launched grenades. They were targeting both the passengers on the bus and rescue workers who showed up to help them. The death toll stands at 10. At roughly the same time, there were two suicide bombers down in the Gaza Strip. They climbed on top of a car and detonated their charges. In that case, they killed themselves. No one else died. They lightly wounded the people inside the car. In short, it's another day of heavy violence, and that's just on the Israeli side. The day began, I should note, with Israeli missile strikes in a Gaza refugee camp that killed four Palestinians and wounded about 20. There was also a gun incident wounding about 14 others in the West Bank. It's the third straight day of Palestinian fatalities, which is why one of the militant factions says it launched these latest attacks. And, of course, while the Security Cabinet was meeting, Israeli F-16s were bombing targets in Gaza and the West Bank.
What is all this going to mean for the mission of the U.S. envoy, Anthony Zinni?
Well, at the moment, it appears to make the mission impossible. You can't really negotiate a ceasefire if one side's going to stop talking, even at the security level. The Palestinians, of course, are rejecting the Israeli Security Cabinet assertions of tonight. They say that Yasser Arafat is doing everything it can to stop these and, in fact, has ordered the closure of all Hamas and Islamic Jihad institutions. That could engender a serious backlash and could be a major step in his clash with the radical factions. It's a question now of whether he will have any incentive to carry through on that threat if there's no reward of concessions from Israel at the negotiating table.
NPR's Peter Kenyon reporting from Israel. Peter, thank you very much.
Thanks, Linda.